What are some of the other ways that we could invest in real estate besides residential income producing properties and besides the commercial properties we've just been discussing?
Well, just briefly, you know, there are self-storage facilities have been very popular and mobile home parks. And I just want to briefly mention both of these can be strong income generators, but their more important wealth building effects can be that these are relatively low intense uses of the sites. So many people use these interim until the site becomes suitable at some later point for a shopping center, retail mall, office, high-rise, or mid-rise building. So it's a great way to hold land for the interim and still bring in an income, as opposed to going out to suburbia and buying some farmland and hoping the city comes to you in 5 or 10 years, but you're not generating any income from it unless you can find someone who will lease it for a few cows or something of that nature. So those are some options. For another option, early I mentioned that you can have real estate and stocks in the same basket, if you say. REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust. These properties can be specialty trust or hold a mixture of properties. The specialty trust would be a property company that holds mainly what we'd call Class A office space, the big high-rises in Chicago and New York and LA. You can have REITs like Shurgard, which has just been bought out by another firm whose name I can't recall right now, was really big in the self-storage or mini warehouse business. Simon runs a REIT that owns malls across America. Mills was a big mall owner. Mills ran into some trouble more recently, but you can say, I want to be in shopping centers, or I want to be in office buildings, or I want to be in apartment complexes. There are different REITs for each of those. Or you can buy a REIT mutual fund that owns and diversifies across mobile home parks, self-storage, office buildings, apartments, or retails.